Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
There you can go ape wild over this show. We are actually going to be, in part, talking about an animal that I don't believe any of you have as a pet. And if you do, I'm very concerned about you, because we are going to be talking about a little bit, just a little bit, about gorillas with one, you heard me right, with one of the foremost experts on the planet. Back to what we typically do, we'll talk about dogs and dog behavior and a new website and a survey you can participate in from the Center for Canine Behavior Studies. Also talk about, and I'm thrilled about, a law. Pennsylvania is the first state to do it, but it's hypocritical that Pennsylvania is doing it. What am I talking about? Well, Pennsylvania has said that if you leave a dog out in cold weather for too long, it might even be a felony. But why? That's a good thing. I love it. But why is that hypocritical? I'll explain. And explain lots to you. I got a lot of explaining to do when you call me. 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. As I stand here right now to take your phone calls, because I do want to help you with your pet behavior problems. In Florida, we travel just like that. See, I can snap my fingers. Dennis, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hey, Steve. How are you, sir?
I am good, sir. How are you?
Well, you know, I got a mild dilemma.
Uh-oh.
I'm hoping you'll give me a suggestion. Listen, I've got two Siamese. I've had them for a brother and sister. Had them now for about 6.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
A little Yorkie came into our life because my wife bought this Yorkie without telling me. Beautiful dog, wonderful dog. And she has decided that she's going to take over. She terrorizes my two cats. Now, each cat is more than double her size.
Yes.
She confines them by day. They have their own bedroom. They can come out of their bedroom. They got a big queen-size bed, comforter, nice room. They can go to the down the hallway. They can go into the bathroom where their litter box is. But she will not let them, okay, enter the living area or the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she guards them. Now, at night, she knows that they are out walking the house and playing in the various places where she would not let them be by day, because she sits on the corner of her bed and she watches them.
Yeah.
She will not let them enter the master bedroom. And I have not been able to get her to socialize with these two cats, who are wonderful Siamese.
Yeah. So I kind of worry about the cats. If you say they're happy, if you say they've learned to deal with it and they're okay and do not feel threatened, then
right,
some of that concern goes away. But I worry about their psychological welfare. I mean, if every day you get up thinking, I am going to be stared down by a dog or intimidated by somebody, anybody, you know, you don't mm-hmm. look forward to going to work every day if you have of someone at work that you work with that intimidates you, whether it be a boss
right.
or a coworker.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
So I kind of worry about that. So if you think your cats feel that way, let me back up a couple steps. So there are two categories of cats defined by me. One are cats that are like your cats. Dog comes into a household and they're like, oh, my gosh, it's a dog. What do I do? Now, having said that, a quarter of the people now statistically in America, more than a quarter of the people that have a dog have a cat, or that have a cat have at least one dog. So clearly dogs and cats can live together, millions and millions of Americans, and now you are among them, but many of them without any issue whatsoever. So it's the individual temperament of the dog combined with the individual temperaments of the cats. So you have two cats that are like, oh, my gosh, I don't know what to do. I don't feel very secure about it, combined with a dog that takes advantage of that, if you will. And being a terrier, small one or not, says I am going to be a terrier and or be a terror, if you will, around these cats. The other kind of category of cats are what I call stand-up cats that aren't going to take any crap. And it really could be a Great Dane. It could be a horse. It wouldn't much matter. These cats would walk right up to that Great Dane and go pow right in the nose. And very quickly, that Great Dane would learn, oh, my gosh, I am going to respect this cat, even if the cat is much smaller than I am. So size doesn't have nearly as much to do with it as attitude does. So how do we adjust your Yorkie's attitude, which we need to do, and also give these cats more confidence, which would be helpful as well?
Right.
The cats need to feel safe at the end of the day. So cats are unlike, I guess we need to feel safe too. Dogs need to feel safe. But cats are very concerned about feeling safe. And when they feel safe and they feel in control, that's when you've got it going. And the way to do that is to give the cats places to go, and it's a Yorkshire Terrier. So Yorkies can jump on sofas, but they can't go vertically up very high beyond that. So giving your cats, if you could figure out a way to give your cats a kind of highway in the house that or in the room that the Yorkie won't let the cats go to, if it is possible, and I understand if it's not, but if you could find a way to clear bookshelves off or to create shelving, and you can even now buy online shelving that is specifically for cats. So if you could find some way to provide a way in which the cats can comfortably go up high, whether they be window ledges, but then the cat's got to get to the window ledge, right? But if somehow, some way, you could provide places the cats can go that is away from the dogs, that would be helpful. That's one thing. Second thing is, okay, what do we do about the dog? Well, the dog needs other things to do. Tell your dog to get a life. So give the dog a toy that the dog can focus on, something with food in it or something to chew on, something you know your dog best, but something that's safe for your dog, of course, but something that your dog will be intensely involved in. And if your dog is, then your dog isn't focused so much on the cats. So you need adult supervision to be there when you do it. We need to make sure the cats are indeed safe and probably a leash on the dog just to double sure. And reward your dog also for not paying attention to the cats.
Okay.
That's sort of a 101 beginner lesson in all this. All right?
Okay, sounds good. I'll definitely try it.
All right, let me know what happens.
Will do, Steve. Thanks for your help.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Have you noticed in many parts of the country, it's cold out, and it's been cold out, and people sometimes leave their dogs out? And never mind what people, they allow their cats outside in this kind of weather. Well, Pennsylvania has said, no more, not in our state. I think that's a great thing, and I think all of the other 49 states, except maybe Hawaii, I don't know how cold it gets in Hawaii, really should follow suit. However, to me, the legislators in Pennsylvania are being hypocritical. Why am I saying that? I will explain next. The temperatures are dropping. The streets and sidewalks are ice packed, and your dog is giving you that look. He wants to go for a walk. And because you love your dog, you not only take him outside, you make sure his paws stay safe by using SurePaws Ice Melter, part of the Safe Step family of products. Safe Step SurePaws is an all-natural, fast-acting, salt-free ice melter. It's so safe, the EPA designated it as a product that meets its rigorous Safer Choice standard. It quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or your landscaping. And because it uses magnesium chloride, not salt, it's more effective at melting ice in extremely low temperatures and safer for your family and pets. It's the best of both worlds, safe and powerful. You'll also save money with Safe Step SurePaws because you'll use 75% less product than rock salt to achieve the same results. Choose the ice melter that's safer for your family, furry friends included. Find Safe Step SurePaws online or at a retailer near you.
Fluffy, puffy, cuddly, soft, quiet, sweet, curious, luxurious, playful, coy, indifferent, pedigree, domestic, long hair, short hair, hairless, careless, hot mess, tabby, crabby, calico, companion. There are a lot of words you could use to describe cats. Slow isn't one of them. And because cats are fast, there's Catigo for cats. New flea and tick protection that works at the speed of cats, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12. Catigo, made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
Dog's best friend, and cats too. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
I think this is a great idea. I mean, lots of states have laws, and lots of cities have laws, which I fully endorse, about dogs being left in hot cars. And actually, in some places, it's a felony if you leave a dog in a hot car. It is very legal for a passerby to break into that car. Those laws vary as to how that can happen from municipality to municipality and from state to state. But the idea is we're paying attention to that. Well, now on the other end of the spectrum, cold weather as well. Under Libre's law, that's what it's called, and you'll hear why in a moment, a dog cannot be leashed or tethered outdoors alone for more than 30 minutes in temperatures that exceed 90 or now drop below 32 degrees. Pet owners violating these restrictions could be charged with a felony and face 90 days to 7 years in jail or fines ranging way up to $15,000. Libre's laws, that's named for a Boston Terrier who was found outside a Lancaster County farm, emaciated and very sick. Libre, by the way, has since made a full recovery and present at the bill signing. I love this idea. Here is the thing that I find interesting. If you looked at a map of the United States, of the states with the most puppy mills, probably Pennsylvania, closely followed by Missouri, would be right up there. If the color was red for the most, those states would be colored red. So here is a state that is kind of looking the other way when it comes to puppy mills. But yet they are saying, and I'm glad they are saying, let's be humane. And if you're not humane, we are going to fine you, maybe even put you in jail, and maybe even charge you with a felony. I'm all for that. But to me, it is absolutely, totally, completely hypocritical that the state says, okay, puppy mills, not so bad. Puppy mills, of course, are really bad. And, you know, we've all seen images on television by now, right? You've seen the reports. You've seen maybe newspaper accounts or magazine accounts. They are real. And when you go online and you see these horrific pictures and the way animals are used as breeding machines, and they're combining breeds, they're not even what they say. So the pet store later says, well, this is a Shih Tzu poo or whatever. Well, maybe, maybe not. I mean, you don't even know how they were bred. They weren't bred with purebred dogs in the first place. But all that beside the point, it is the way they are treated or not treated at puppy mills. And as I say, Pennsylvania, somehow it's okay to have those, but yet they're concerned, as they should be, about animals that are left outside in the cold. And my hope is that all of the other states, as I said earlier, maybe not Hawaii, but all of the other states say, hey, we're going to do the same thing. We're stepping up for companion animals left in hot cars or outdoors in the summer. How about the winter? And I'm glad they're doing it. Coming up next, when you hear this interview, you will no doubt beat your chest because we are about to talk to a gorilla expert on The Pet Show. But I will tell you, I am so thrilled that there is one population of gorillas, one species of gorillas that is actually holding its own. And they are the only great ape on the planet that managed to be holding their own. And in fact, the reality is that your great-grandkids may never, except in zoos, ever see or possibly be able to see orangutan species, of which there are a couple. A new one was actually recently discovered, to see chimpanzees, bonobos, or the other species of gorillas in the wild. That is how endangered they are. They may disappear. We will talk to an expert about gorillas and the person who heads up the Diane Fossey Gorilla Fund next.
Don't you go anywhere. Stay tuned for more of Steve Dale's Pet World.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
Well, this is about as real as it gets. We're not talking dogs and we're not talking cats. Sometimes I talk about other pets as well. How many of you have a pet gorilla? Well, probably not too many of you. I hope not anyway. But when I was offered this opportunity, I jumped at it. Dr. Tara Stowinski is a primatologist and president, CEO, and chief scientific officer for the Diane Fossey Gorilla Fund. Something I feel passionately about is protecting our relatives, the great apes out in, well, various places around the world. And the story is pretty nice for one species, I think, Tara, but not so good for most of them, including most of the gorilla species. In fact, there's one, the Growers gorilla, that's disappearing as we talk, I believe. Is that the case?
It is, Steve. Thanks so much for having me and for giving me this opportunity to tell you and your listeners a little bit about gorillas. So, yes, you're exactly right. You know, it's 50 years now since Diane Fossey went to study mountain gorillas, and we're very thrilled that they are actually the only type of gorilla that's increasing in number. Now, it's still really small. There are only 880 of these individuals on the planet, so they're critically endangered. And to kind of put that in context, we hear a lot about elephants with good reason. reason, because their numbers are declining very rapidly, but there still are about 630 times as many elephants as there are mountain gorillas. So it just gives you a sense of how critically endangered these animals are. But the good news is it's moving in the right direction. And as you said, that's not the case for the Growers gorillas and the other types of gorillas as well.
And not only the other types of gorillas, orangutans, both species are disappearing, the chimpanzees are disappearing, and the bonobo are disappearing, a variety of reasons for all of that. Let me back up 100 steps. First of all, for those who don't know who Dian Fossey is and don't recall the movie Gorillas in the Midst, can you kind of give us an update? I mean, you must run across that, people who are so young, depressing to me and you maybe, who don't know who Dian Fossey is.
Yeah, so Dian Fossey was a very intrepid, pioneering woman who in 1967 went off on her own to Africa to study the then unknown mountain gorillas. And her study work rapidly evolved into also doing protection, because at the time the gorillas were being slaughtered primarily for souvenirs. People thought it was cool to have a gorilla hand as an ashtray or a gorilla head on their mantelpiece. And she lived in that forest for 18 years and then was actually murdered in 1985. But her organization has continued. As I mentioned, we just celebrated 50 years. And for those of you who want to learn more about Dian, I would highly recommend you watch Gorillas in the Mist. It's a fabulous movie. But also National Geographic this December has a 3-episode series that's coming out, and it's kind of the definitive biography on Dian. And I've seen 2 of those 3 episodes, and they're great.
We mentioned the mountain gorillas. It's one of the species of gorillas. Now, when you go to a zoo and you see gorillas, you don't typically see mountain gorillas. And those gorillas are also disappearing. And I mentioned a different type of gorilla. So the eastern lowland. Thank you. Eastern lowland gorillas, the western lowland gorillas, which are the same as the Growers gorillas, they are poof, they're going to be gone at some point if we don't do something about it. What can we do here on the other side of the world?
Yeah, so yeah, there are 4 types of gorillas out there, and only 1 are found in zoos, and they are actually the most numerous. There's about 340,000 of them left. But the Growers gorillas, or the eastern lowland gorillas, have been declining rapidly. We've lost 80% of them in 20 years. And a lot of this is actually being driven by something that your listeners probably have in their hand right now, and that's a cell phone or a small electronic. So the area where these Growers gorillas live is where minerals that are used in those electronics are mined. And so it's really important that as we're consuming electronics and other things, that we think about where they come from. Maybe we don't get a new cell phone the instant that it's available, or we recycle our cell phones, or we tell our government that we want to make sure that when companies are harvesting these minerals, that they're doing it in a sustainable way that's not harmful to wildlife and to people.
It'd be quite the challenge not to tell people to, when the latest iPhone comes out or whatever it is, not to buy that. You know, it's a tough go, but
it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. But all of these things link back, you know, ultimately to the environment. So it's just something to be aware of and to be thinking about.
Well, and also to tell your elected officials that you just care about this topic and broader, you know, wildlife in general. Check out the Dian Fossey Gorilla Fund. You can learn more by going where?
www.gorillafund.org.
Well, that's easy.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much, Tara. And again, thank you for all the great work you do.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
Your telephone calls about pets, maybe not gorillas. 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092.
That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
He's not a vet, but he does smell like a dog. You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Talking to the best people in the country, we're able to do that on this show. What's most important for me? We're able to help you. Our phone number is 866-554-PETS. And let's go to Illinois. Laura, you're in my state. What's going on with you?
Well, I kind of have a crazy dog. I love her, but she's crazy.
Okay.
Her name is Belle. She's a Westie. She's 7 years old. She'll be seven in July. And she likes to bark at anything and everything. If there is the slightest little noise, music changes in a TV commercial, she'll run into the room, bark, and chase her tail over and over for, I mean, it can go on for a good minute. And she does not have the typical Westie long tail. Her tail is really short, so she can never catch it.
That's got to be frustrating.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I don't know if that's part of it, that she can just never get it because it's so short. I mean, it's really, really short. That's why we picked her when we picked her out years ago.
Yeah, here's what's going on. You're walking down the street. She sees other dogs, and they have tails. So she comes home and chases that little small stumpy tail she has because she has tail envy. No, don't don't believe what I just said. It makes no sense. I totally made that up. But I'm thinking you can try this. Give your dog other things. What's your dog's name?
Belle.
You said that. I'm sorry. Give Belle other things to do. So stuff a treat inside a Kong toy or a sterilized bone, for example. In fact, we will send you a Kong toy, but buy one before because it'll take a couple of weeks for us to get ours to you. And by giving her something else to do, it will keep her mind occupied in a way that we want that's more appropriate. It's sort of like occupational therapy.
Okay.
And hopefully that will prevent her from doing what you just described. Now, the timing, we talked about timing earlier in the show. Timing really is everything. So if she begins doing this behavior, you don't want to reward her by giving her something good for that behavior. So you have to catch her either before it starts or once it starts, then call her to you, have her do something else, and then have her sit and then give Belle the sterilized bone with the treat inside or the Kong toy.
Okay.
Now, if
that
you can't,
good.
Now, if this behavior happens all the time and it can't be interrupted, then it's conceivable that your dog has a compulsive disorder, believe it or not. And dogs who chase their tails all the time or swat at flies that aren't there and that sort of thing, it's like hand washing in people. And that's a more serious thing that you really would have to talk to your veterinarian about.
Okay.
And one more thing, I'm assuming, based on your description, but I shouldn't assume, that you've had your dog to the vet, so you've ruled out anal gland issues, potentially, or
right.
fleas, which are
right.
other reasons for dogs chasing their tail. Allergies are another one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, she does have allergies. She gets allergy shots, and she was actually just on amoxicillin, some form of that for dogs, for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So but, it could yeah. be, and this is why it depends on, based on your description, it sounds like it's behavioral. However, oftentimes it does sound that way, or it wasn't originally behavioral, and then it turned into it, or there's a component of it that's really based on something physiological going on. And, you know, listen, if your dog itches back there and can't get to it, I mean, doesn't that drive you crazy when you have an itch like in the middle of your back that you almost can reach? You're so close, but you can't reach it. And that mm-hmm. might be what's happening with your dog, too. So I don't know which of those, but your veterinarian can rule out the physical possibilities.
All right.
Communicating with the pets and understanding what your pets are trying to tell you isn't always as clear as we think it is. So, for example, you come home from work and your cat sees you. Your cat is maybe near the door waiting for you. And despite what people think, many cats do that. Now the cat runs to the sofa and goes scratch, 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 and we yell at the cat. That's a mess. Why is that a mess? That has to do with your email question of the week, and I will explain why next. And you can email me, steve@petworldradio.net. The temperatures are dropping. The streets and sidewalks are ice-packed, and your dog is giving you that look. He wants to go for a walk. And because you love your dog, you not only take him outside, you make sure his paws stay safe by using SurePaws Ice Melter, part of the Safe Step family of products. Safe Step SurePaws is an all-natural, fast-acting, salt-free ice melter. It's so safe, the EPA designated it as a product that meets its rigorous Safer Choice standard. It quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or your landscaping. And because it uses magnesium chloride, not salt, it's more effective at melting ice in extremely low temperatures and safer for your family and pets. It's the best of both worlds, safe and powerful. You'll also save money with Safe Step SurePaws because you'll use 75% less product than rock salt to achieve the same results. Choose the ice melter that's safer for your family, furry friends included. Find Safe Step SurePaws online or at a retail near you.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree?
Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago, made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
I'm very proud to say I contributed a chapter to this book, Caring for Geriatric Pets and Treatment of the Geriatric Veterinary Patient. Dr. Mary Gardner, who co-edited the book, will be on the show next week to talk about older pets, and we have more of them than ever before. The hottest pet book author of 2017, no doubt, was John Bradshaw. And he had so many. He's a behaviorist in the UK. And he had so many books out, we didn't even get to all his books in 2017. So this is a holdover interview. I think it's okay to say that we did late last year. A great book, The Animals Among Us, and we'll talk with John Bradshaw. And also, I have some comments about the new American Kennel Club book that confuse me, and I'll explain why I am so confused next week.
Three simple words.
You've got mail.
Woo-hoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Well, Sandy has some good news in her email. She's from Nevada. She says, when I come home from work, my cat runs to the sofa and scratches. The sofa looks pretty bad, so we're getting a new one with my Christmas bonus. Well, that's the good news. Congratulations. I don't want Charlie to scratch the new sofa. Hollering at him doesn't work. No, it wouldn't. I wind up chasing him. There's got to be a better way, and there is a better way. So let me explain from the cat's perspective what's going on. First of all, the cat is actually excited to see you. You come home from work, cats express excitement in different ways than we do. We rarely see an old friend and scratch at something, but cats will. So you come home from work, your cat is excited to see you. The cat runs from the door to the sofa or somewhere, the closest place, where your cat can go scratch, 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 and that's what your cat does. So you're yelling at your cat because your cat is happy to see you. Huge fail. That's a miscommunication, clearly, between species. Now, hollering at the cat isn't doing any good. The hollering may, from your cat's perspective, is like, I have no clue, I'm happy to see her, and now this crazy lady is treating me poorly. Or the hollering could be, cool, I'm getting more attention. Depends on the individual cat, the way your cat is reading that. Now, chasing your cat around the sofa, again, cat will read it one of two ways. Oh my God, this crazy lady wants to hurt me. And actually, your cat, and that could have, in fact, over time, impact the human-animal bond and the trust that your cat has in you. Or your cat, especially if it's a younger cat, may think, oh, this is a game. I'm going to run around the sofa more. How fun. I scratch. That feels good.
Now she's hollering at me. That's fun. I'm getting attention, and now there's a game, and she chases me. So no matter which way your cat is taking it, at the end of the day, it's clearly not working. Otherwise, you wouldn't be writing, right? So what do you do about it? So let's get from the start your cat to scratch in all the right places. And something exciting has happened. There is a new product. Now, we've always been able and can still and should still use behavior modification to encourage a cat of any age. Age is inconsequential. I don't care if the cat's been scratching for 10 years. And what makes it easier for you is you're trashing the old sofa. You're bringing in a new sofa. We want to make it impossible or very difficult for the cat to scratch at that sofa. So what we're going to do is we're going to put something on top of that sofa, whether it be double stick tape or whether it be probably a better choice would be, you know, those car mats. And if you turn them upside down, they've got those little nubbies on them. Or something better yet that you roll a chair on, an office chair. You turn that over and they're pretty big. And you got those little nubbies on it. Well, cats don't like walking on those. And they're not going to scratch on those either. There's nothing to scratch on, right? So you drape that over, or even a sheet, if you need to, over your sofa. So your cat can't get to it. Now, when you're home, of course, sit on your sofa when you're expecting company. Take the sheet off the sofa and sit down. This is not a permanent deal. But we don't want the cat to start off on the wrong paw. Meanwhile, put a vertical scratching post, a sturdy with a good base vertical scratching post, right somewhere, right near both the front door and near the sofa. You choose the place. The front door, because your cat, you walk in and that's when your cat scratches. We want several, incidentally, of these posts around the house. I assume, the way you wrote your email, you have one cat. So I definitely would have two or three scratching posts. Vertical post, and maybe a horizontal post as well. But definitely one near the sofa. Clearly, your cat likes to scratch in this place, which I'm guessing is somewhere near the front door based on what you wrote. And that would be typical of where cats scratch. But how do we get the cat to scratch at the post? Now there's a product called Feli Scratch, F-E-L-I Scratch. It's great, because what this product does, it's new. It actually attracts the cat to the scratching post. It says, it's like putting up a sign in cat language that says, scratch me. And what this product is, by the way, is a pheromone, a natural pheromone. So when cats scratch, and they scratch for a whole lot of reasons, they deposit a pheromone that is between their paw pads, an interdigital pheromone, and it's right there, and they deposit that. There's a copy of that. But what really attracts them there is also catnip, kind of go old school, as well as it's a blue dye, and the blue dye is a visual. So when cats scratch, they leave a visual mark, and they leave this pheromone, which this is a copy of. So it's perfect, and it works. So you use this as described in the directions. So by making the place that the cat, that you don't want the cat to scratch, very difficult to get to, if not impossible, and encouraging this cat to scratch at the post, most cats, it depends on the cat, but most cats like sisal. It looks like that rope that goes around and around and around the post. As I said, a sturdy post with a sturdy base. You do want a post, I mean, they sell posts that are like 2 feet high. Don't buy that. It's a waste of money. We want something the cat can actually stand up on its back legs, his or her back legs, and reach and scratch and get a good scratch. So something that is 3 or 4 feet high, maybe even a bit higher if you could afford it, because the higher you get, the more it costs. But nevertheless, I think it's worth it, and it's definitely less expensive than a new sofa. Again, the name of the product is called Feli Scratch. And by the way, it doesn't hurt. If your cat begins to scratch at the post, reward your cat with praise. Offer a treat. Just like you would with a dog that you're house training outside, right? You've heard about it. Even if you haven't had a dog before yourself, good potty, good boy, what a nice job. No reason why we shouldn't be doing that with our cats as well. I hope that, for starters, answers your question. I have more information on my blog. That is stevedale.tv. And you can email me all of your questions, steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, veterinary behaviorist Dr. Nicholas Dobman at Tufts University has begun. He's launched a new website, the Center for Canine Behavior Studies.org. You'll hear about that next.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 7272 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7272.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move. I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958. Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
I probably have known Dr. Nicholas Dodman, veterinary behaviorist and professor emeritus now at Tufts University, for about 20 years. And if I had to put in one sentence, Dr. Dodman, sort of a description for you, it would be, okay, I'm at the curve and you're at the head of it. You're kind of a few years ahead of everyone else. And I suspect that the Center for Canine Behavior Studies, and you can learn more, incidentally, centerforcaninebehaviorstudies.org, is same, ahead of, just a bit ahead of everyone else. So I learned a bit about what you're working on. It sounds exciting. Tell us about it.
we formed this not-for-profit group, Center for Canine Behavior Studies, really with a view to helping dogs and owners, with a view to decreasing surrender to shelters. This is kind of my give back, as it were, after a long career, and also to ensure successful adoptions of dogs in general, but especially from shelters so they don't bounce back again, so-called recidivism, putting the right dog with the right owner. So we have completed one study, which is in press for the People's Library of Science, so-called PLOS-1 journal. That should come out, we hope, in January. My co-author is Dr. James Serpell. Mm-hmm. That study was designed to look at people's personality and emotional reactivity and how that impacts methods of training that they might adopt and ultimately the dog's behavior.
So when you read these studies, you read through it and it tells you what happened and the way in which the study was done and all that, and it's page after page after page. And then at the very end it says summary. So can you give us the summary of what this was about?
Well, the summary is that an owner's personality, as evaluated by a validated psychological tool, does in fact make a difference to a pet's behavior. The results are currently kind of embargoed, but let me just say things like, for example, we found a slight but significant effect of what people are about, how they behave, and their dog's behavior, which is not so surprising, but it's proven. We found a positive association between the use of aversive or confrontational techniques and just about every behavior problem under the sun.
Say that again.
We found a positive association between the use of aversive / confrontational training methods, as you might see on television these days.
Yes.
And, for example, owner-directed aggression, stranger-directed aggression, separation problems, chasing, barking, house soiling.
But I want to be, Dr. Dadman, I want to be clear here. By positive effect, you don't mean, I don't believe, that this is a good thing for the dogs.
No, what it means is that if you use aversive or confrontational training, you will see an increase in all those behaviors that I just mentioned. So it's a strike against this type of training.
Exactly. So when people go to centerforcaninebehaviorstudies.org, can they help you do work, your research in any way? And what are they likely to find?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, they're going to see the full results of that last study that I referred to in glorious technicolor with some striking findings. But there's a second study that we've just started, and we're in the active enrollment phase. It can be accessed through the site, caninebehaviorstudies.org, and people can enroll. We want people to know whether their dog does or doesn't have a behavior problem. And it's just, up to 5 minutes of checking boxes to tell us about your dog and any or more than one. If you have four dogs, you can enroll each one separately. We want to know what those dogs are doing in the way of behaviors that people find problematic, whether it's owner-directed aggression or thunderstorm phobia or whatever, or nothing. If you said, my dog's name's Rusty and he doesn't have a problem in the world, we want those people too, because that forms our control group. Once we've got that part one of study number two in place, then those people who report that they do have a problem, they then, 3 weeks later, will get an email saying, if they agree to it, only if they agree to it, they will get a second study, or equally short, that says basically, for example, if your dog is showing aggression to you, did you seek help about that, or did you just live with it, sought help? What kind of help did you solicit? Was it a trainer? Was it a certified applied animal behaviorist? Was it a veterinarian?
Center for Canine Behavior Studies.org. And I hope you do participate. There's no charge to do this, I happen to know.
Because no charge.
So you will help all dogs by participating. Dr. Dadman, thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time. Yeah.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
BizTalk Radio.